One thing I know. Whereas once I was blind, now I can see. Words taken from today's Holy Gospel on this Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The theme of today's entire Mass is very clear. It can be summed up very simply under the title, The Joy of the Catechumen. Every portion of this Mass was carefully selected in antiquity in order to bring to light the meaning of today's ceremonies. Today was, in the early church, known as the Day of the Great Scrutiny. The catechumens, who have been now such for a good week under this title, are now being prepared for interrogation and instruction before they receive holy baptism on Holy Saturday. If you wish to understand the ceremonies that were once woven in to today's Mass, you would only have to look at the ritual for baptism. If you were to look at the ritual for adult baptism, which we have not only on occasions such as the Vigil of Easter or of Pentecost, but any time, even outside of those occasions when we baptize an adult, we have all the ceremonies that once took place during these weeks leading up to Easter, now simply woven into the ritual. They all are still there, but they are not spread out over the time leading up to Easter, and it has now become simply the general practice to do that. Normally, here, when we do have an adult baptism, we have all these ceremonies take place during the Easter Vigil. It is still an option to have them beforehand. That is possible, and sometimes priests do that. They have all of these scrutinies, all these interrogations and instructions occur at the very least earlier in the day on Holy Saturday, and then the rites of baptism itself on the night of Holy Saturday. We see, though, that in early times it was spread out further. That's why today has an extra epistle. It is like an Ember Wednesday. We have two epistles, and we have the Flectamus Genua, the kneeling, as we do on an Ember Day and other occasions, because several ceremonies were taking place here. The catechumens, those to be received into the church, were instructed in the Our Father and the Apostles' Creed, and they were already signed with the sign of the cross and had hands laid on them, ceremonies which we all see during adult baptism. And that is why we have the gospel that has been chosen today. The gospel is that of the man born blind. And the Jews ask of our Lord, who hath sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? To which our Savior replies, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. This is a figure of original sin cleansed by baptism. We are all born blind into this world, not through our personal sins, nor through the personal sins of our immediate parents, but rather through the original sin of our first parents. That is why we come into this world blind, that is, deprived of the gifts which we otherwise would have had, most especially sanctifying grace, the life of God in our soul. On this day, those to be received into the church in a couple of short weeks are given a great promise. As they would enter the church today, they would hear set to music the words of the prophet Ezekiel, which they will hear in the lesson. When I shall be sanctified in you, I will gather you from every land, and I will pour upon you clean water, and you shall be cleansed from all your filthiness, and I will give you a new spirit. We may be familiar with this introit because we think of it as of the vigil of Pentecost. That is only partially true. It is true that when the vigil of Pentecost is allowed to be celebrated as a low mass, this introit is taken there. But for any of those who have ever assisted at the true vigil of Pentecost, you know that it is very much like the Easter vigil, and we don't have an introit. We rather have a long beginning with prophecies, the blessing of the font, and the litany of the saints before Mass begins. It is very much like the vigil of Easter. This introit then properly belongs today in this Mass of the Great Scrutiny, where they receive the solemn promise from the prophet Ezekiel, and they begin to be instructed and tested on the great mysteries of our faith, which is why we have this gradual of the Mass after that of the prophet Isaiah. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, for the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the power of them by the breath of his mouth. This psalm, Psalm 32, has always been understood by the church as a teaching on the very mystery of the divine life itself, that is, of the Most Holy Trinity. The catechumens would then be reminded that it was by the word of the Lord that the heavens were made, and that word only comes forth from God by the breath or spirit of his mouth. This is the joint mission of the second and third persons of the Blessed Trinity. Whenever God speaks his word, he does so by his breath, that is, by his spirit. After this Laetare Sunday, then, this time of joy, the catechumens are invited to a very special joy today, to apply to themselves the words of the gospel. Whereas once I was blind, now I can see. That is why the communion antiphon of today's Mass, written in the joyful sixth mode, sounds almost like an antiphon which we would hear during the octave of Easter. The Lord made clay of spittle and anointed my eyes, and I went and I washed and I saw, and I have believed in God. The very melody of this communion antiphon almost dances. It very much calls to mind the overflowing joy of this man who was blind from birth, who has just been healed by our Lord and is now truly skipping away for joy. We do well for all of us, whether we have been received into the church as an adult or not, to call to mind the great joy of the catechumens today. It is a great sign of hope for all of us to understand the generations upon generations of adults who have come into the church and for whom this time was a time of boundless joy. It is important for us who are otherwise tempted, perhaps, to take the holy sacraments for granted. With them, we should be able to say, if we have made a good Lent, whereas once I was blind, now I can see.